So welcome. As Corinne said, this is the second week of Advent. And even though the daily word said hope, it's actually peace. And so what is Advent? Advent, as we started last week, is really talking about how we can prepare our soul for evolving into the truth of who we are, the truth of who we should be, but we're still working it out. It is the Christ, placing that Christ consciousness, lifting ourselves up in that Christ consciousness, being the Christ. For it isn't only Jesus that is the Christ. That's why Jesus came for the birth, came to teach us as his ministry that we are all here to be the Christ. So as Jesus left, he left his lessons with all the disciples so that we can become the second coming, so we can know that we're the second coming. And the way we can do that is to nurture and nourish our souls. And the way we nurture and nourish our souls are through the symbol, is through the symbolism that Advent brings. Now, at the newsletter, I shared a story, and hopefully you read it. It was kind of lengthy because Charles Fillmore gets a little wordy. You think that I get wordy. Yet it really, if you haven't, go through it, because it tells you all about really Fillmorian metaphysics. And he, I'll just take one part of it where Charles Fillmore, towards the end, says, Christmas is all about putting on the Christ consciousness. Now, I will say that is a part of what we do, is that we put it on like a jacket, we put it on like some clothes. Yet, Christmas, at some point in time, needs to go beyond just placing it on, trying something on, seeing if we like it. It goes beyond that into becoming that which is with what our soul purpose is supposed to be. And so we are using the mother of all souls, Mary, as our guide. For it was Mary, the story of Mary and the birth of Jesus through Mary, that the lesson comes to bear. Now, Luke, as in regards to the four Gospels, gives the most expansive version of the birth of Jesus. And so we go by using the Luke story of Jesus, that we can metaphysically interpret it so that we understand what is ours to do, so that we can also be the truth of who we are, the Christ. And so, with that, last week we started off with faith. Usually, in traditional Christianity, they go with hope, but we believe in faith, something right here, right now, that allows us to plant ourselves in this present moment. And so we started off with Mary, and we started off with Luke 1:38. And it says, and to give you a background, in the Bible, Mary finds out that she's going to be impregnated. An angel, i.e. a messenger of God, comes to Mary and says, look, I'm an angel. Of course, this is Crystal's version of it. I am an angel. I'm here to bring you good news. Now imagine, and the way, you know, imagine in a movie, you know, some person walks into you and says, well, hey, Carol, I'm an angel, and I have great news for you. It's just some common person. And you'd be kind of a little leery, right? You'd be like, well, nice to meet you, angel. We're all angels. We're unity. We're all angels in our heart and mind. But Mary got a little scared. This power was coming to her. She became a little scared. And she told him, and the angel could see, and the angel said, don't worry. I'm a messenger of the Lord, and I'm here to tell you that God is coming to you and is going to impregnate you. You're going to be bear a child. And so she was like, what? You're no kind of angel, because you do not know that I am a virgin. And even though I'm a virgin, I have not even, meaning she hasn't laid with her beloved. They don't even live together. So she's here like, there's no way I can become pregnant. And the angel goes, don't worry, God's going to come to you, impregnate you, and you are going to give birth to the Messiah. So here's where faith kicks in for Mary. Mary didn't kick the person out. Mary didn't run for her life. Mary said these words, "Let it be with accordance to your word." Now here's a woman. See, nowadays, it's not that big of a thing to have a pregnancy out of wedlock. But then, back in those days, she could have gotten kicked out of her community. She definitely wasn't planning on getting married to Joseph. There's so many things that could have ruined her life. And yet, she said, "Let it be in accordance to what you say." That's some real faith. That's a magnificent amount of faith, knowing that God has got her. The next phrase, which we will, is a small sentence that has a lot of juice to it that we'll be looking at this week and next week. The next phrase for Luke 1:39 says, "In these days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth." That seems like just a kind of an ordinary, okay, well, yeah, Mary went someplace to be with her cousin. What does that mean for me? Metaphysical interpretation, again, with Charles, each location and every word, place, person, and name has a spiritual meaning. And they're like puzzle pieces that come to you. And so let us begin with the fact that Mary had no problems with just moving quickly to a hill place, to a higher location where she could be with Elizabeth. Elizabeth is reminiscent of love, the consciousness of love, which we will talk about more next week for that Advent. But here's the little nugget, is that Judea is a city of Judah. And we know that Judah are the priestly people, and actually Zechariah is a priest. And so she goes into the home of a place where you go for spiritual awareness, spiritual awakening, so that you can move from a humanity, from a human consciousness, and evolve into a sacred spiritual consciousness. Better yet, when we talk about home, when you see a home or a structure or a temple, that then means that Mary went within herself, because you are the home, you are the structure, you are the temple. So let me say this in plainer language. Without haste, as soon as Mary found out that she was supposed to be impregnated, she went in within. She went into prayer, a place of prayer, so that she could have a higher sense of consciousness to prepare for this seed. She, without haste, went into this place so that she could be at peace, so that she could be ready. See, these are the magical ingredients. Our soul is like the soil that needs to be tended to. And all the stuff from our past, the life things that get in our way of our soul's growth and evolution into the spirit, it's like it's in the agricultural world when they burn the land, they burn the soil to get all the waste out, and yet to get the soil prepared so it is re-neutralized, but has more nutrients that goes into it. The faith and then the peace are nutrients that go into your soul so that you prepare not just for a second coming, but to be a second coming. For the soul, we learn from Charles Fillmore, is that space and place. It equates to the consciousness, at least the way Charles Fillmore defines it. It's that place within us that has said everything, recalls everything that we've done, said, felt, and thought in this world, and depending on some of the new thought aspects and in other lifetimes, it is brought into the soul. And from these memories, from these thoughts, from these things we make manifest our bodies and i.e. our world. And when I say our world, I'm talking about our personal world, how we're living in this world. So now we are talking about preparing our bodies and preparing ourselves so that we can manifest heaven here on earth, and so that we can manifest bodies, not just one of us, but all of us, so that we can bring peace and harmony here on earth. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at the goal." So as we go forth within ourselves, and when we go in with prayer and meditation, it isn't just to seek this goal of wanting to have peace, but it is going in and bringing peace to this place so that you can even bring more peace outside. Let me say that again. You go into meditation, not just, and this meditation is good to go in when you're in angst. But for this purpose of an evolution, it is going in to be peace, to nurture the soul, so that the soul can be at peace and so that you can arrive at more peace. And so the question is, when you go into prayer and meditation then, so that you can evolve into and have lay within you the Christ consciousness, are you going to, in this season, go forth in peace, or are you going to go forth in the consciousness of warring? And when I say warring, I'm not saying with someone else. That's the outer manifestation. I am saying with yourself. Because so many of the times, the things that keep our soul trapped in this time and space is our own warring with ourselves. The thing and the warring within ourselves gets us unhealthy and out of balance and continues to chop off the hearing that is always coming of God, always wanting to implant divine ideas within our souls so that we can then manifest it in this world. That is the trigger, that is the germination, is for God's divine idea, and metaphysically divine idea equates to the Christ. For God's divine ideas to lay hold within ourselves so that we can outpicture greatness. And so we do this by going within as peace. Having faith that this peace is within us, is around us, and can be made manifest in this world as heaven here on earth, here and now. And that Christ is not one person, for the name of Christ that we talk about, his actual name is Jesus. Christ is the title, and is the title that we can all behold, we're all supposed to behold. But that is Jesus' mission and ministry for us to understand that we are all it. So this Advent season, let us really seriously, not just even this Advent season, each and every day as we evolve, let us throw away our fears and our warring with ourselves and embrace the fact that the truth of who we are is the Christ, that divine idea, that germination, so that each and every one of us can bring peace into this world. And can you imagine that if every one of us brought peace to this place, to this world, to this neighborhood, to this world? What a beautiful world we would live in. And then we would be living in heaven. Amen. Right here, right now. So I ask you, at the end of each day, have your thoughts on peace. Begin each day with thoughts of peace. And continue your day with thoughts of peace. Happiness. Happiness will always be yours. Shalom. Oh. Roger, you did that so well, too. Thank you, Reverend. So our affirmation for the week, let's say it a couple times together. My mind is still and at peace. I am calm and at ease. The Spirit of God is flowing through me now. Let us just let those words resonate within our being real quick. Breathe it in. Let's say it one more time. My mind is still and at peace. I am calm and at ease. The Spirit of God is flowing through me now. Yes, it is. Amen. Thank you, God.